Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
America's silence with what's happening in terms of the genocide in the Middle East is ultimately shameful, and we need to speak up. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Sean Akers, the dean of the Helms School of Government at Liberty University. Sean, the other day I was reading in the newspaper that ISIS in Iraq lined up 50 people, men, women, and children, and they shot them. The day before, they had lined up 48 people, men, women, and children, and they shot them right there on the spot. They're all from a particular tribe. They're literally committing genocide. And it reminds me of whenever you visit Yad Vashem in Israel, the Holocaust Museum, or the Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C., of these individuals who are lined up. They've already dug their graves, and they're kneeling down or they're standing up, and they're being shot by the Nazis in their head, and they're falling into the graves that they've dug for themselves. And they're taking photographs of it, like ISIS is taking photographs of these things, and they're putting them out on the web and tweeting them out across the world. And you think, when you look at these things in the Holocaust Museum, why did people not speak up? Well, we know what is happening right now in the Middle East. We know that ISIS and the radical Islamics are going to neighborhoods in Iraq. They're asking young children to convert to Allah, to Islam, and when they refuse to do so, in the face of their parents, while their parents are watching, they are beheading these little kids while their parents watch. And what does America do? America says, through our president and the policies, we're not going to put boots on the ground. We're going to drop some bombs from the air. Well, that's nice to drop bombs from the air to try to stop this, but we're not going to stop it by dropping bombs from the air. We need people on the ground to stop this radical genocide that's happening in the Middle East.
You know, Matt, there are more than one reason for this too. One is a worldview competition. Another is the fact that for so long the left of the United States made its bread and butter off of criticizing President Bush and his attempts to establish a firmer foundation, a firmer society in Iraq. And now you see what happens, that that power abhors a vacuum. And when there is a vacuum, groups like this arise. And when we give a weak response to them as a nation, it's like giving them the green light to go ahead and do what they do. And, you know, we've looked at the pictures, we've seen the videos. The things that this particular group, ISIS, is capable of are brutality on a level that if any one of those individual actions happened in the United States, it would make news for decades if it were a serial killer. But because it's a particular group there in the Middle East that we're ignoring, it doesn't get that kind of attention, and we tend to blow right over the fact that these are women and children and innocent individuals that are losing their lives in extremely brutal ways.
It is horrible what's happening there. It's so reminiscent of what happened during the Nazi Holocaust, where people are not only being brutally killed because they're Jews or whatever, but they're being filmed by those who were engaging in this. And this is exactly what ISIS is doing. I mean, literally, they're going to children in these villages and they're cutting their heads off in front of their parents if they don't convert to Islam. We have been supporting a ministry called Run Ministries, and we found that our people are very much involved in humanitarian support. And we sent several hundred thousand dollars to support the people in Iraq, Christians and others, who are running, fearing for their lives from this radical Islamic attack. We've known the people in this ministry. A dozen of them have already lost their lives. Some of them were in a building surrounded by ISIS, and that little home was burned, and they were burned alive. A dozen of these people have given their lives, for this cause to help these individuals. They've not only been able to have nearly 30,000 people that they've been able to help and put in refugee camps that we're supporting, but in those camps they also have house churches, and they've started between 300 and 500 house churches that were never existed in Iraq as a result of this. They're also starting up businesses, small businesses, so that these people can exist long beyond this catastrophe. So they're ministering to their physical needs. They're protecting their physical bodies. They're giving them economic tools, and they're also feeding them spiritually. So Liberty Counsel has been involved in that very actively. As a result, we realize that our people are very much supportive of humanitarian outreaches. So we have created the Liberty Relief International, which is a Liberty Counsel ministry. We'll continue through Liberty Relief International to support ministries like RUN and others that are working in the Middle East and around the world to protect individuals like this. Great ministries that we will review. You can contribute to Liberty Relief International or Liberty Counsel and mention Liberty Relief International, and we will make sure that these ministries are supported. But we're there making a difference and having a voice. A lot of people are saying, what can I do? Because our government is just remaining silent. We've got to not only help them, but we've also got politically and policy-wise to send a strong message to our leaders in Washington, D.C., that we have to do more than just drop a bomb from 20,000 feet. That's necessary, but we can't wait for a year, 16 months, to get people trained, and we can't afford to train the wrong people. We need to get our boots on the ground to stop this threat, because as it moves through Iraq and Syria, it threatens Israel, and as it does that, it threatens all of the Middle East, and as it does that, it threatens the United States of America.
You know, Matt, inaction here is really not an option, because this is not one of those things that you can ignore and it will just go away. In fact, it has a couple of secondary effects, the way that we have worked toward ISIS. One of those is this, is that, you know, when you have a bad situation, the way that you make it acceptable is by creating a ridiculously bad situation. So in the past, when Iran, for instance, seemed to be way outside the bounds and something that was entirely unacceptable from an international relations standpoint, it appears much more palatable. We've literally given Iran a place at the table, largely because you've got somebody like ISIS, and when you compare Iran to ISIS, they don't look as bad as they used to look. So we soften our policies toward them. And in fact, both are entirely unacceptable. When you have groups whose stated goals are to create means of destroying Israel and the United States, it's unacceptable. It's unacceptable whether we try to make it palatable or whether it's just overtly grotesque the way that ISIS is. In either case, it's entirely unacceptable and demands both a policy and, when appropriate, military response from the United States.
Yeah, now George W. Bush certainly went into the Middle East. However, I think that George W. Bush underestimated the enemy. And when any warfare, you have to not only understand yourself, your capabilities, the battlefield of conflict and engagement, but you also have to understand the enemy. And radical Islam is not a religion of peace, and it's never been a religion of peace throughout history. Now, there's moderate Islamics. There's no question about that. Not every Islamic is a terrorist, but what we have in common is every terrorist right now seems to have one thing in common, and that is they're following an ideological regime supported by the Quran and Islamic history. We need to understand the enemy, and we need to engage them. This will continue to spread. Not only will it affect what's happening there, but now we have people from Europe and the United States going over there, recruited, and they're coming back to these different countries, and they will bring terrorism to our backyard. We need to get involved. We need to have a strong presence, not just in the Middle East, but around the world. For more information how you can get involved and have your voice heard in Washington and around the country, go to libertycouncil.com. Again, the website is libertycouncil.com. Sign up for the Liberty Counsel and Liberty Counsel Action emails. They're different emails on different subject matters, both of which deal with family, faith, and freedom. I encourage you to be on both. We also have another email called the Liberty Alert. Those are three separate emails, and those three emails will keep you involved and informed on a lot of these issues. So you can sign up for all three at libertycouncil.com or lc.org. That's lc.org. We ask that you pray for the ministry of Liberty Council because we are asking God for wisdom and for boldness to speak up for such a time as this. We're living at critical times that threaten our family, faith, and freedom. And although they may be unprecedented in American history, they're not unprecedented in Judeo-Christian history. And we see from that history that when God's people stand up, pray, seek His face, God will hear, forgive, and heal our land. Those are the days in which we live.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.